This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Now to Breakthroughs, where we explore the leading edge of health, science, and technology. Millions of Americans suffer from memory loss. It could be from Alzheimer's disease, a traumatic brain injury from the battlefield, or even a car wreck. UT Southwestern Medical Center is working with several universities on an ambitious project to stop memory loss. Dr. Bradley Lega is a neurosurgeon leading the study for UT Southwestern. Dr. Lega, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
How does this project hope to stop memory loss?
The early stages of the project, which we're involved in now, are in understanding what are the overall brain features that suggest that you're going to remember something versus when you're not, right? And then also to understand how can we modify those patterns in a way, in any way. And the strategy is to use very small and safe amounts of electrical pulses to try and modify the patterns. So ultimately, I think the project will look like is a way to understand what the brain pattern is at one time, and then use the information that we've learned about how to modify those patterns to then put the brain into a state that's better for encoding memory.
So this is a multi-tiered project. What's UT Southwestern's role in all this?
Role one is just identifying patients. So the people that are involved in the or enrolled in the study currently are ones that get electrodes implanted to localize seizures. So my job is to help in identifying patients that have seizures that start in a part of the brain that may be candidates for surgery to treat the seizures, right? Because it turns out that a lot of the same brain areas that are critical for this type of memory are often involved in seizures and when how seizures spread. So our role at UT is to identify these patients, talk to them, and ones that are generous enough to donate their time to the study to get them enrolled and then and have them engage in the memory studies that we're doing to understand the brain processes better.
The military has a role in funding here. What is it looking to get out of this project?
Well, you know, I think, unfortunately, the recent conflicts that America's been involved in, there's a number of patients that have suffered things like traumatic brain injury that have a negative impact on memory. And the options for helping people like that can be very, you know, fairly limited. So I think that's certainly a strong motivation.
Mapping out how the human memory works, that seems kind of ambitious. Has that been attempted before in medical science, or is there some kind of new technology that's been developed that will allow them to achieve that goal?
This idea that we're going to use the electrodes implanted in the brain to that also understand memory has been going on for 50 years in animal studies, right? The idea that we can take advantage of the opportunity to record from patients that are being looked at for possible surgery for seizures has been around for about 10 or 15 years. Mm-hmm. The issue has been that the advances have been, you know, interesting in that area, but with only one center focused on this particular question, the advances were a little bit slower. Everybody who was engaged in this research from 10 years ago, you know, as I was at the University of Pennsylvania, everybody knew that ultimately the goal would be something like, how can we restore memory in people that have suffered memory loss? And it just was difficult to organize the resources needed to make it happen faster. Mm. So I think that the insight of the people that run the program was to say, well, this is something that has made significant advances, but it really benefit from a coordinated effort.
Dr. Bradley Lega is with the UT Southwestern Medical System. Thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.